Park City Police Captain Phil Kirk says he can't discuss the nature of the threat and specifically if it included the use of weapons. He said some students learned of the threat and passed it on to parents who alerted the police department. They've increased police presence at the schools in town, and the sheriff's department is providing added security at the other school district locations.
No, not really, but you just never can be certain. So you just want to make sure that you're prepared to deal with this situation if it become a problem again, or other situations that might arise from this. I mean, you just never know on when how many other students could be involved. And again, so early in the investigation, we're still trying to figure out, you know, everybody, all the students that are involved in this.
Kirk says because the investigation is so early, he can't provide any specific details about the threat. He told KPCW it was made to one student and not to the general school population.
Yes, he had a problem, conflict with another student, made threats against that student. But it was a serious threats against another student that we want to make sure for everybody's safety that we take these kinds of precautions that we're taking.
Kirk is not sure when more details will be released. For now, according to the school district's Safe Schools policy, the student who made the threat is home and will not return to school until the situation is investigated further. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.